Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I am not up here today asking you whether you support incorporation or not. I'm not asking for that because not a single one of you guys lives in Navarre, okay? What I'm asking you to do is to step aside. I'm asking you to not stand in the way. Give this back to the citizens. If there's a cost associated, we can figure that out. We can pay for that if we need to. But don't let Milton or Jay or Holly or the County Commission make this decision. Let Navarre settle it the way that our American founders intended. Let the people vote. Thank you very much.
This was Wes Seiler, one of the advocates for incorporating Navarre. And there's kind of two separate questions here. The first question is, do you want Navarre to be incorporated or not, you know, to become a city? You know, just like kind of the folks in Perdido last year went through the process of trying to become incorporated and seeing if they could get that on the ballot. Wound up actually not being approved by the legislature because of the feasibility study. Wasn't up to snuff, basically, is the sort of short version of the long drama involved there. You have the similar problems with the Navarre feasibility study. It's just not adequate, which is why the commissioners ultimately decided that, you know, they wouldn't take action on this, at least not yet.
The study itself, it reads like a utopian wish list. It is full of inaccurate information. It's not current.
And I mean, which is, you know, Colton Wright asking Tom Danheiser, look, even if they incorporated today, they wouldn't own all the stuff that belongs to the county, right? Yeah, apparently that's in the study now.
Tom, if incorporation happened, let's say effective January 25, just pick a date. Does the new city take over ownership immediately of county roads or parks, and do they gain access to that as a city, or does that still remain part of the county?
No. Absent an agreement between the governmental entities, roads would stay with the county, and of course our property would stay with the county.
Yeah, I mean, you got to buy stuff or enter into agreements. I mean, you know, it doesn't, you just don't become a city and then you own everything. You have geography, but you don't get to taste stuff. You got to buy stuff or enter into agreements. Anyway, so Colton Wright says, look, in good conscience, this whole thing is poorly formed. I can't in good conscience move forward with this. By the way, this was requested by Joel Rudman through Ray Eddington, which, again, I think is weird. State Representative Rudman is one of two state representatives that represent that area. Alex Andrade being the other one. It's kind of split, Holly Navarre. It's an odd thing. I mean, take a position, I guess. You know, I remember this has been an issue for years. We've been going back and forth on this for years. And I remember J.R. Williamson always said that he required a straw vote, you know, at an election before he would bring it before the state. And that never did turn up. And so here we are back again. But this is such it's a bizarre thing. And here's why it's bizarre. If you want to incorporate, it's so nebulous how you get there. Do you have to have a straw vote? No. Can you just go straight to the legislature? Yes. What if the legislator doesn't want you to do it? Then it doesn't work. I mean, it's almost like the representatives or the senators become gatekeepers for the thing instead of the people getting to decide. So I actually agree with Wes Seiler.
We're not set up for success on this because when you gentlemen ran for your offices, you had to either get petitions or pay a fee, right? That's how you qualified. I wish in the election code it did that because we would have done that. We have no problem doing the legwork, happy to do it. There's nothing in the election code that tells us how many and when to turn them in and all that stuff.
And that's how it should work, is you get so many signatures on a piece of paper and maybe you also pay a fee and then it gets to go on the ballot. I mean, that's how it should work. I mean, that's easily how it should work for doing the straw vote, which is not required. And frankly, I think that's how it ought to work for doing the incorporation vote, period. You shouldn't have to go beg your state representative to be nice enough to you to bring it in front of the legislature to allow you to incorporate or not incorporate. You know, if the study is adequate, that should be up to the voters to decide, not to the county commission, not to the state representative. It's a bit paternalistic, this current system. So I'm actually kind of hoping that somebody might bring forward a reform to this so that, you know, if people on Navarre want to have a vote, have a vote. And if the people in Perdido want to have a vote, have a vote. You know, and if you can make your case, then you make your case. And if it's a catastrophe, well, you voted for it. I mean, you know, and if it's not a catastrophe, well, great. You voted for it. Oh, it is also kind of hard to process all to like track some of this stuff because protect Navarre and preserve Navarre. Okay, Jimmy? Protect Navarre and preserve Navarre are the two entities.
Mm-hmm.
There's historically been multiple entities, but these are the two right now most prominent. Which one is in favor of incorporation, protect or preserve?
Protect.
They mean the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I'm going to protect my house. I'm going to preserve my house. I'm going to protect my family. I'm going to preserve my family.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was looking at the traffic map the whole time you were talking.
That's okay. They're both PR words that sound very close to each other.
You were talking about using verbiage and being careful.
Yeah. I think, and I have to, you know, actually, I'm going to go look at my notes because even I have trouble remembering which one is which. It's kind of funny. Protect Navarre is the one that is against it. Preserve Navarre is the one that is in favor. You're going to preserve it by incorporating, or you're going to protect it by not incorporating. You can see how the voter might find this confusing. So we'll come back to this in a second. But again, I think, you know, the real answer here is we need a better process for the question of incorporation. And we don't have one just yet. 8:17 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading westbound on 9 Mile Road, just before that intersection with I-10 there, you are going to be backed up just a little bit at the intersection of Pinecone Road as well, heading southbound on Pinecone Road. If you're heading southbound on Pine Forest Road, you're backed up a little bit at the I-10 intersection all the way to 9 Mile Road. But both roads looking clear as soon as you get onto I-10. Coming in from Pace and Milton, we're seeing a little bit of backup. Further up Highway 90 there, but clear once you get past the Woodbine Road intersection and clear all the way into Pensacola. I should mention, if you're planning on heading out to Destin today, traffic is backed up all the way halfway up Okaloosa Island before the bridge due to lane closures, I believe due to a structural fire that was reported earlier today. So if you're heading into Destin, just be wary of that. There's a severe backup. And we should mention, once again, NAS Pensacola is closed to the public today and tomorrow. So if you're trying to make a trip out to NAS Pensacola, you might have to wait till next week. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. You know, we've had such a good experience with Pensacola State College. They're a kind of new advertiser here on the show, and I love talking about them because I have three kids. Two of them have gone through high school dual enrollment. That means that they took classes at PSC in preparation for going to UWF to become engineering students. Free classes, free books, great resource, a chance to kind of, you know, get your feet wet in the college environment, especially for kids who were homeschooled and hadn't really had that experience in the classroom environment. You know, smaller class sizes, attentive professors, a variety of section times, and professors that you can choose from. Very built for the non-traditional student or people who need a little extra attention. You know, like I said, our experience has been great. They both went to UWF with a year and a half of credit under their belt, after going through dual enrollment for 3 years. So we are big fans of PSC. Pace, Milton, Tiger Point, Warrenton, Century, and Pensacola. You can find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. Back to this conversation about Navarre Incorporation. One thing I do not like is I do not like misguided arguments, and I really do think that this issue of whether it is an additional layer of government, an additional size of government, an increase of government or not, is a very misleading argument. Colton Wright says that he is very much in favor of home rule, which means local control. I am as well. I think that is the conservative position. James Calkins.
As far as home rule, let me tell you, I'm for conservative rule. That's what I'm for. Thank you.
He wants outcomes, not process, which I do understand. I sympathize with that. But I think conservatism is not just about outcomes. It is about the process. And home rule, local control is the process that you want. And, you know, a city is more in control than a county by local rule. Just like, you know, I think, look, somebody texted me earlier. Is this why, you know, people feel like they can't get what they want done at the county commission in Escambia County, that they don't really care and they don't really listen, even now with District 4 being vacant. And my answer was, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of city residents in Pensacola are glad to have a layer of government, you know, or are glad to have a representative body that they can go to other than the county, in between them and the county. And that's, I think, what the people in Navarre who want incorporation, they want that because they don't feel like they're getting satisfaction out of the county, which is, you know, if everything were hunky-dory, you wouldn't want to incorporate, right? Somebody asked, why would people incorporate? Well, there's a variety of reasons, but basically to control your own destiny a little bit more and to set rules that you think foster that community that you love so much or preserve it that you love so much, which is also the reason why people wouldn't want it because they don't want some of those changes. I mean, it kind of can go both ways. There will be cost involved, okay? Here's where things got a little weird at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, because James Calkins tried to rope the county attorney into supporting the view that this would be an expansion of government, an increase in government, you know, upsizing government, which is, he says, anti-conservative, by calling it a layer. That's what he's getting at.
I asked our attorney, Mr. Danheiser, if you can answer the question about whether incorporating Navarre adds another layer of government.
Well, it would be another governmental body.
Okay.
If you have another city, that would be the fourth city in Santa Rosa County.
So another layer of government, correct?
Well, I don't want to get involved in the politics of it, but...
Exactly the right answer. If the county attorney doesn't answer your question directly, it's because of a bad question. And he's trying to be nice to you, and you're not taking the lesson. So somebody scolds him for it.
Just have to get this on the record. I was going to leave. But Mr. Calkins, what you just did to Mr. Danheiser, that was nothing but politics.
Agreed.
And you wanted to get him to answer.
I'm fine,
sir,
with any.
I understand you are.
Questions.
I understand you are. But I'm not, as a citizen. That's not okay. That's not his job. And I understand what you're trying to do. And yes, semantics aside, another government entity is going to be another layer of government. But you wanted to get him on record, and that's not right. That's disrespectful to him. And as a citizen, I take umbrage with that. That's it. And you can say whatever you want about me. I don't care.
That was clearly what he was trying to do. He was clearly trying to get the authoritative voice of the county attorney, former judge Tom Danheiser, to side with him in interpreting incorporating Navarre, which he is opposed to. He was very clear about that. To try to get him to say that's an additional layer of government, which is playing into the viewpoint that says that adding an incorporated government would be to restrict freedom, you know, increase government size and, you know, basically bad things.
Just to know for the record, Judge Danheiser is somebody I have the utmost respect for, and I support him 1,000%. He's one of the most conservative
attorneys.
Then
you never would have put him in that position by asking him that question, Mr. Calkins. You never would have done that if you respected him.
There was
folks
out there
that... And I know he can take care of himself, and he's not,
you know... I'm fine, folks.
I understand you are.
Respectfully, there was folks that wrote on social media...
It showed your disrespect.
I fully respect him, and I respect every single person on this board, and I respect you, by the way, and I thank you.
Yeah, but you... did something inappropriate to try to drag him into. Now, of course, Tom Danheiser, as he said, I'm okay, folks. I can stand up for myself, which is true, but it was clearly a tactic. Now, the short version of this is, and I gave quite an extensive analysis of this at 6:35, so if you want to go back and listen to the podcast. Oh, and by the way, Ray Eddington had multiple very entertaining outbursts during this meeting. 7 o'clock podcast from today is at newsradio923.com. Oh my God, so much. Anyway, just because you incorporate does not mean that you're growing big government. You might be creating more responsive government. You might also be creating big government. It could be either. It depends on the exact shape of the thing. A local incorporated government can be a bigger government. It could also be a more responsive government. It could even be a smaller government because it would protect you from intrusion by the state or the county, potentially. So the argument that we don't need an incorporated government, which I don't have a position on Navarre Incorporation, I'm just saying it's a false argument to say that no conservative would vote for this or no Republican would vote for this because it's expanding government. Sometimes you vote to create a governmental body in order to prevent encroachments upon your freedom by other governmental bodies to the extent that you can. That home rule, okay, is one way to do that, is to prevent Tallahassee from encroaching. It's also to enhance fiscal responsibility in the theory that Tallahassee is less good with the money than the people locally who you might bump into at the Publix or the baseball game. So anyway, there's a lot more to this conversation, but I hate short views that get it wrong, and that's been kind of one of the hallmarks of this conversation, unfortunately. 825 on, I guess that was Yvonne Harper, by the way. I want to credit the people have been texting me. That was Yvonne Harper. So sounds like a very sharp lady. So kudos to her. 825 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents causing backups today. Seeing a lot of traffic building up on Burgess right outside of West Florida High School. Typical morning traffic there. And coming in from Gulf Breeze, seeing a lot of traffic building up outside of Gulf Breeze High School as well, but clear once you get into the bridge and all the way into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What did you expect, kid? It's my TV arm.
Oh, Raymond is such a good show. 829 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you are 64 turning 65 and you're retiring or going through the conversion over to Medicare, listen, you're going to have questions. It's normal to have questions, but the stuff is actually very easy to understand, but you don't know what advantages and supplement and Medicaid and what are these terms? Call my good friend Ricky Stewart. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does, is helping people understand the conversion over to Medicare. She will take care of you, answer all your questions. And, man, she is such a sweetie. You're going to love her. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. David Wayne, you got headlines for us, sir?
I do. A Twitch streamer will not be charged for his role in inciting a riot at New York City's Union Square last year. Prosecutors won't be charging Kai Cenat for his role in the incident when thousands of people gathered for one of his popular giveaways. Police say it got out of hand quickly. Rioters threw items at cars, set off fire extinguishers, and jumped on vehicles. Dozens of people were arrested. He's paid over $57,000 in restitution.
I'll be honest, I think that's pretty light. I would have gone the other way on this.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Police in Washington, D.C. have cleared now a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at George Washington University. There were some clashes, at least 35 arrests reported. Stormy Daniels is back on the stand tomorrow at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City. Wednesdays are off days.
The adult film actress appeared under oath saying she did have a sexual relationship with the former president. But defense lawyers say that's not what the case is about and called for a mistrial, which was denied. Under cross-examination, Daniels was described as combative during questioning about her feelings on the defendant.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, a cruise ship worker, is accused of stabbing three people with scissors. Arrested in Alaska, he was seen first trying to deploy one of the Norwegian Cruise Line ship's lifeboats. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now, 79 degrees. It's mostly cloudy in Pensacola. The suspect wanted in that shooting at I and Intendencia Streets earlier this week has turned herself in. Pensacola police say 35-year-old Zirconium Princesa Deese is now in custody at the Escambia County Jail. She's charged with attempted murder and grand theft in relation to that shooting early on Monday. Police say the victim had been shot in the head, but her injuries were not life-threatening. Deese now being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office celebrating the signing of House Bill 341. That's the Safeguarding American Families Everywhere, or SAFE, Act. The bill requires that vehicle registration applications include a voluntary section for individuals to disclose if they want, if their children or them have a disability. It would give law enforcement a bit of a heads up when somebody may not react the way they'd expect.
This covers all the special needs community, PTSD, deaf, blind, autism, Down syndrome, it doesn't matter. And anybody, it's all voluntary. Anybody can go on to the DMV and get it registered on their tag to where we can see it.
Sheriff Bob Johnson says when people do sign up for that, it lets responding officers know as they run a license plate in the event of a car accident or a traffic stop. The town of Century's now approved up to $40,000 to catch up on transcribing their public meetings. The town council authorizing that, as the mayor says, about 40 meetings still need to be transcribed as required by Florida law. Right now, there's no word on when the actual bill, what the actual bill for the transcription will be. The estimated cost would be maybe around $12,000, but there could be extra costs for document conversions and low-quality audio recordings. At the same meeting, Mayor Luis Gomez Jr. also proposed hiring an interim town clerk. That motion did not move forward when it didn't get a second. Pensacola city leaders say they're working on coming up with a vision for what Palafox Street could look like in the future.
We're working through to come up with some multiple option kind of visionary plans for Palafox. And, you know, maybe ones that maybe it's a good, better, best type of situation where we can say, what do we want Palafox to be? So we're working on that now.
During his news conference yesterday, Mayor D.C. Reeves talked about the plan dubbed Reimagining Palafox. He says it's an effort to encourage walkability and outdoor dining. The plans are all conceptual at this point. The Santa Rosa Island Authority reportedly now down to five candidates to take over as its next executive director. During a special meeting last week, the SRIA Administrative Committee narrowed that search down to five finalists: Mike Burns, Brian Underwood, William Whitson, Ted Yates, and Cleed Sonier. Burns owns his own law firm in Pensacola. Underwood is the Baldwin County Commission's grants director. Whitson, the Flagler Beach city manager. Yates is the village manager for Isla Mirada, Florida. And Sonier is the public works director for Santa Paula, California. Those five finalists are expected to be in town later this month for one-on-one interviews and a familiarization tour. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
David, just seeing some light buildup here in morning traffic around town, specifically on Burgess Road outside of West Florida High School. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you're looking pretty good after you get past that Woodbine intersection, clear on the bridge all the way into Pensacola. If you're coming in from Cantonment, Highway 29, looking clear into Pensacola as well. And Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are good to go into Pensacola. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice, warm, humid day today. Temperatures near 85 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 20% chance of a few showers in the evening hours, high near 87. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Keeping rain chances around on Friday morning, 50% chance of rain. A few storms could be strong. 83 degrees for that high on Friday, low near 63. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richards from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. And right now, we've got mostly cloudy skies. It's 80 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Stocks are falling. The Dow is down 344 at 38,880.82. S&P down 1760 at 51,7010. The NASDAQ down 94.89 at 16,237.67. Bond rate up a bit this morning at 4.48%. Gold prices down 520 at 23.19. Silver price is down 4 cents at 27.50. And Bitcoin down 1,200 almost at 61,902.96 today. Apple's coming out with a new iPad Pro and iPad Air tablet. CEO Tim Cook says it's the biggest day for iPad since its introduction. Apple calls the iPad Pro its thinnest ever, just over 5 millimeters thick, and it's got a new M4 chip. The smaller version starting out at about $1,000, the bigger one at $1,300. Many Gen Zers now starting out their professional lives with more credit card debt than previous generations and could have some long-term financial implications.
Young people's rising debt is a result of surging food prices and shelter costs, coupled with a large percentage of Gen Z who graduated with student loans. The average credit card balance for 22 to 24-year-olds was $2,800 in the last quarter of 2023. This is according to data from credit reporting agency TransUnion. Statistically, high debt early in one's life can lead to delayed life milestones, including home ownership and marriage. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
And Disneyland's expanding. Anaheim, California, giving final approval to update rides, attractions, shops, restaurants, and lodging in their undeveloped areas yesterday. The Southern California park intends to spend nearly $2 billion over upgrades in the next decade. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
News Radio Pensacola, your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Today, in case you did not know, I will tell you that today is No Socks Day, National No Socks Day. It's also a thousand other things today. Oh, my God. It's National Night Shift Workers Day, National Report Government Contractor Fraud Day, National Maria, Nova, and Dakota Day, for women named any of those things, National Coconut Cream Pie Day, National Animal Disaster Preparedness Day. I mean, there's like 50 of them today. National Free Trade Day, Reward Yourself Day, Donate a Day's Wages to Charity Day. I don't care about all that. The one I'm interested in is No Socks Day.
You don't care about night shift workers?
Well, that's kind of us, isn't it? Start at 5 a.m. Is that not night shift? I guess it's not. Midnight, night shift. Anyway,
yeah.
Root Canal Appreciation Day. I kid you not. These are National Donkey Day? Come on now. Anyway, the question has to do with National No Socks Day. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go barefoot? 437-1620. 437-1620. Where do you go barefoot, and where's your line? Like, where's your, like, this is when I put on or take off shoes line, okay?
I wear a full suit to the beach. I rarely am barefoot.
He's that guy.
I'm that guy. I'm that guy.
You wear shoes on the beach?
I dress up to go to the beach.
Stop it.
A lot of people dress down, not me.
You're joking. Please tell me you're joking. Do you wear shoes out on the beach? I sometimes wear shoes. Sandals actually aren't that good. Crocs are really good for the sand, weirdly. Sandals are not that good for walking the sand. But when you get out onto the hard part, if you're walking along the sand, sometimes it's nice to have your toes in the sand. Sometimes it's nice to have shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes. But then they get sand in them. That's a problem.
I can't do Crocs.
You're too young. You know, you get a little bit older, you know, you get a wife who's stuck with you and you get kids and then, you know, you're not fishing anymore. Let's just put it that way. And then you go for function. And I'm just saying, Crocs are super functional. All right. So that's the question. 437-1620. Can't do Crocs.
Just can't do them.
Where do you go barefoot, if anywhere? Now, some people's answer is, I never go barefoot. Even inside my own house, I wear shoes.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm wearing shoes in my house.
Do you have shoes in the bedroom?
I mean, yeah. Because I'm
First, you're a Windex streamer. And now you put shoes on to go to the closet.
I said it depends yesterday. Depends on whether it's.
That's they're kind of like two different questions. Question number one is, when you go outside, when do you stay barefoot? Question number two is, do you go barefoot inside the house, or socks or shoes? And some people are shoes inside the house. I used to be a shoe inside the house person. My wife hates shoes inside the house, so now we're never ever shoes inside the house.
I'm just saying,
which is fine.
If you invite me over and you ask me to take off my shoes, I'm going to leave. I'm just not going to step inside your house.
That embarrassed of them, huh?
I'm afraid they're too beautiful.
You're trying to protect me.
Yeah.
Aw, look at you being all charitable. Altruistic even. 437-1620. Where do you go barefoot? Where do you take your shoes off? Somebody says around the house and at the beach. I'm with you on that. The beach is toes in the sand. I mean, it's just different. It's fundamentally different than wearing shoes. Somebody says, I wear sandals, no socks. All right. Barefoot everywhere I can. Now, I'm somewhat in that camp. Okay. Like if I'm just going out of the house, because we barefoot in the house. If I'm going into the backyard or the front yard or going to the mailbox or something like that, I don't put shoes on. Except that my wife wants me to, because she feels like there's dirt and mess outside. And when you go out barefoot, you bring the dirt and mess inside. Look at the bottom of your feet and you can tell. I feel like the convenience. It's so annoying. And I like to be barefoot outside to a degree. Not on the street.
You just bring it right back into your house.
Street's uncomfortable. But the grass? Oh, man, walking on the grass. That's the Katrina and the Waves song could have been, I'm walking on green grass. I mean, you don't like to walk on the grass?
I mean, you're walking right back into your house?
Eh.
All right. All right.
I'm not eating off the floor.
Okay.
You know, it's fine. For most of the time, 5-second rule. 437-1620. Somebody says here, only in the house, never barefoot outside unless I'm at the beach. Only my house and the beach, everywhere else, skeeves me out. I understand. No, and I get that view because, for example, we have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs do stuff on grass. If you then walk on the grass, what are you doing? Yeah, I get it. I do. Plus, you know, the occasional bee sting, step on an insect, and then there's dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt is under the grass, you know. So I, you know, I get it. People spit on the grass. I mean, I get it. It's a mind thing. 437-1620. Jim, the question is, where do you go barefoot? What's your line? And you know, text me 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are looking pretty good here in Pensacola. Looking pretty green. Not showing any signs of slowdowns or major accidents backing us up this morning in Pensacola. Pace and Milton, you're looking good all the way into Pensacola, and that is the same for Gulf Breeze and Navarre. Not showing any major slowdowns on 98 westbound either. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide what to get, if it's time, do you need to? Could you maybe even save money by buying a newer used car that isn't going to cost you $1,000 or $1,500 every once in a while, like your car is doing right now? You're trying to make it last longer in order to brag about how you made it last longer, but in the process, you're driving a worse car and maybe spending money on it. I don't know where your situation is. I'm not talking about personal experience every single time for me. But, you know, good. Get a good quality used vehicle at Frontier Motors. 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. Go test a bunch of them. They got 300 cars and trucks on the lot. You can sample a variety. The whole buffet of automobiles is there. Try as many as you like. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 847 on News Radio Pensacola. You ever drive with no shoes?
No. No, actually.
Really?
Yeah, really. I can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying because I thought
used
about
to
that
be.
Before.
Now, I grew up in Illinois, and Illinois, it was against the law. But
okay, yeah.
It's not always against the law.
I can't even really drive in, like, flip-flops, you know?
Flip-flops can be dangerous, though, driving. They can be, that's for sure, because you can catch a thing the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Somebody here says, everywhere that I can except the beach bathrooms. Oh, with you. Yes, no public restrooms without shoes. Unless you got like a disinfectant bath to throw them in afterwards. Yeah, no, I'm 100% with
you. Unless you've got an acid bath for your feet afterwards.
Oh, no. That's a good qualifier. Mm-hmm. I'll go out a lot of places barefoot, but not to the public bathrooms or not to, even at the beach. No. Barefoot at the beach and inside the home only. Diabetics, so you have to protect your feet. 437-1620. Where do you go barefoot? Where's the line for you? No shoes inside the house. Drop shoes at the front door. Hello. Somebody says, no shoes unless I'm going out to eat or to the store. Well, because they say no shoes, no service, right? Boots most of the time. Okay. Also, Crocs are not good for anything. It's overpriced foam. It's not overpriced. You can get the generics at Walmart. They work just the same. I've had a pair of Crocs from Walmart that are the nasty, ugly-looking brown things, and I've had them for like 25 years. They just don't ever die. I've got toes that look like a bunch of garlic knots, so I want to hide my appetizer-looking dough balls. That's the best. Oh, man. That's the best text of the day for sure. Shower, pool, and pool hard deck. No, that's true. Everywhere. I've gone as far as college classes and the grocery store without shoes. You know, it does occur to me all of a sudden. I don't know if it's like a health code that you got to have shoes on, you know, at certain places. But it seems to me like there would be a number of people who would patronize your place if you allowed them to go barefoot in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they don't all wear flowing gowns and carry tambourines. I'm just saying there's, you know, a lot of people who like the barefoot life. And I remember it was kind of a thing several years ago when they had those shoes that are like feet gloves, you know, would even have little toe holes on them.
Yeah.
You remember those?
The guy in my high school used to wear those.
And there was a whole movement, I mean, maybe 10 years ago for like barefoot everywhere, even running, like it's a more natural thing. Your body's built around that. We mess up our joints by wearing shoes. I remember that being a whole
thing.
If you
want to get made fun of a lot, make sure you wear those shoes. Get some of those shoes.
That's for sure.
That guy got made fun of a lot.
I know. Somebody says, my wife is correct. I wear sandals, no socks. And then it says, Japan, Korea, and Asia. I'm not sure what that means. they do or don't. I mean, I just don't know. Okay, Jimmy, what's the difference if you're... where did it go here? Okay, what's the difference if you're walking back in your house barefoot opposed to walking back in with your shoes on? You're still bringing that nonsense in your house. Yeah, Jimmy.
And then he said, that's what they make brooms and mops. Oh, that's what they make brooms and mops for.
Look, he's had a breakthrough.
Oh, okay. All right.
Breakthrough.
All right. Sounds good.
Somebody says they don't do the barefoot thing, and I'm not taking my shoes off in someone else's house. That's how I know we're friends. Went to Owa last week, and the water park bathroom is a hard no without shoes. I understand that. Watch how often you see people spit on the ground, and then you'll never go barefoot again. I was born and raised in Pensacola, Florida. I only wear shoes if I have to, because it's a culture. Let's see. House shoes in the house. Oh, well, that's an alternative, you know, special in the house shoes. Like rainbows, which are flip-flops. All right, fair enough. 437-1620. You wear shoes to bed? Oh, you're only barefoot in bed. Like that. All right, fair enough. So 850 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you're looking for that next house, especially one where you would feel comfortable walking barefoot in the yard or in the street or on the sidewalk or inside, or if you're a shoe person, either way, Christina Leavenworth can help you. She is great at finding the right house for you, finding the house you can afford, helping you navigate and negotiate it so you can get the best deal. And even on new builds, she can help you, you know, get some deals on new builds. That's actually true. You can get a realtor to help you with a new build. Or if it's a used, you know, house, that's the more common thing, and that's fine. They sold 175 homes last year, 3.5 a week. Pretty, pretty good. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
This is fantastic. You guys got to try this.
Just don't ask where the meat comes from.
Huxley, what's that supposed to mean?
Do you see any cows around here, Detective?
Take a step, you and I have been asleep for
hours. This is London. The Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Winston Churchill.
Yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m. at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Forces and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command.
Oh, man. You talk about...
This is fantastic. You guys got it right.
I don't know what's just happening. It's my fault there. There we go. Okay. Am I on? I can't hear myself all... Oh, it's... I was doing something else figuring out. VE Day is today. We hadn't mentioned it all day today, but you mean you talk about a significant event in human history. Holy smokes. The end of World War II. And that was, of course, Winston Churchill announcing it to the nation.
Hostilities will end officially at 1 minute after midnight tonight, Tuesday, the 8th of May. But in the interest of saving lives, the ceasefire began yesterday to be sounded along all the fronts.
Man, it's hard to fathom what that meant to people who heard that, and of course in the United States as well, but man. The end of one of the most horrific, brutal, it's unfathomable. And yet to have that ending, and so we commemorate that every 8th of May. It is Victory in Europe Day, and thank God for the men who fought and the women who manufactured and the will to fight back, because, you know, we could have had a very different outcome for this world if they didn't. 8:57 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze, you might see some traffic right at the end of Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve on the west side of that, right before you hit the bridge. And if you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you're looking pretty good. Maybe some minor slowdowns on the bridge coming into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Jimmy, thanks so much for the update. What else do we have going on? Oh, this is one of those, like, I saw this on Facebook yesterday, and I thought, oh, dear Lord, just stop it. There's so much false on social media. This was the headline. Did you hear about Jay-Z paying $20 million to country music radio stations to play Beyonce songs so she'd top the Billboard country charts? Okay. So, first of all, you should be suspicious when somebody posts some, I won't say racist, but I'll say kind of leans into that a little bit, you know, like the only reason a black woman could have a successful country song is because her husband paid a bunch of money. You know what I mean? Like, there's something in there, a little bit like the people who lean a little bit in that direction kind of find this an enjoyable thing. Okay, I'm not saying that everybody who does, I'm just, you get me. Okay. It would also help, perhaps, if you understood that there is actually a very, very robust federal law against this. It's the FCC. It's called payola. There was all this scandal back in the, good Lord, what, 40s, 50s, somewhere in that vintage, where it was common. And plugola, where somebody'd give you a thing and then you talk about that thing. Every single year, we have to actually sign a form that says, I understand this is the law and I understand we can't do this. Because paying money to radio stations to play music is illegal. Period. So you think that Jay-Z just paid $20 million to accomplish an illegal thing where all these music stations... Come on, stop it. But if you don't know, you don't know. You see a thing on social media and it reinforces some belief that you've got that you want to promote. So if it's on your Facebook page, please.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.